I could see miles and miles of beautiful water reflecting the sunset light and radiance, and I took a mental picture to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, and a certified breathwork instructor. And my goal with this show and everything that I do is to help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss. I've not met you, but I know something about you. You are stronger than you think you are. Way stronger. You're courageous and you are resilient. Have you heard of those stories where ordinary people in times of crisis or challenge seem to generate unimaginable, unfathomable levels of force and energy to protect their children, to protect their family, or overcome their odds of survival? Where does this energy come from? And how can you discover how bold you truly are? And if they can do it, why not you? Let me tell you a story that happened a few days back. Many of you know that I love cold immersion, whether it's taking a cold shower or dipping into the cold waters of the ocean. I find that cold really wakes me up, supercharges my body with loads of surging energy, boosts my immunity, and creates new neural pathways in my brain to improve my levels of resilience. So last Friday, I thought it would be the perfect evening to dip into the ocean here in Vancouver and then have some Persian dinner with a friend. So there I was on English Bay at West End, Vancouver. If you're on Vancouver, shout out to you. It was a beautiful sight. You should have seen this. The sun was just about to set. It was an orange, crimson, pink sky with shades of purple. It's been a while since I've seen the sunset so beautiful. It was pretty cold, to be honest. And around me, I could see people in their jackets and shawls and toques pulling their garments even closer to avoid the cold breeze. My friend was shooting some pictures in Stanley Park and she was on her way to meet me for dinner. So I had about 15 to 20 minutes to wait. So deep down, I wanted to get into the water, but time was running out. It was getting colder and the sun was quickly setting. I had two things on my mind. Should I go ahead? What if the water is too cold? What if I catch hypothermia? What if I postpone this plunge and do it some other day when it's warmer or sunnier? And then I experienced what I would call a Satori moment. It felt as if time froze for a few minutes. I could see the ships in the distance, the sun hiding beneath the hills far away, and the water, it was so beautiful, wave-like in motion, up and down, almost mesmerizing, radiant, pinkish, crimson, hues of amber and orange. To me, this represented the beauty of life, the beauty that we all crave in life, whether it's happiness and joy, or financial abundance, relationship magic, or even peak health and vitality. We all have those dreams that we'd like to achieve in our life, and quite often, on the journey to those dreams, there are obstacles and a lot of discomfort. On my path, the discomfort was the near-freezing ocean water. It was a beautiful juxtaposition of the yin-yang of life. You can't appreciate the beauty unless you experience discomfort. You can't know bliss until you go through experiences that require your courage. And as I was having this conversation with the ocean, a friendly middle-aged lady passed by and asked me whether I was planning to get into the water. And I said, yes, most likely. And she said, do you have a wetsuit? And I said, no. And then she responded, oh, the water is really cold. And then she went on to tell me about her passion for scuba diving on Vancouver Island and the surrounding areas. And then she went away. Now, this was a mystical encounter because if you've been to Vancouver, people don't randomly strike up a conversation. But it felt as if the universe was speaking to me through her and telling me that I am ready for this. And so I slowly took out my t-shirt, took out my pants, and kept my phone inside my bag. And I could imagine people looking at me and thinking, is he actually going to go into the water? Is he crazy? It's so cold. I then did some warm-ups and a few rounds of deep breath work to really raise my body temperature and visualize getting into the water. If you're planning to do a cold immersion like me into the ocean, I wouldn't recommend going straight in. The breath work and the visualization are important in influencing your physiology and your mind and your emotions so that you're ready and you're calm enough to enter the water. Because if you jump straight in, you might get a cold shock, right? So I did the breath work and I visualized feeling warm and comfy all over. And quite amazingly, I did feel warm all over, even though I was shirtless and pantless, seated on the cold, dry sand. And then it was time. So I walked over calmly into the water and immersed myself into it. Wow, that was cold. And it was not too bad, but it was cold. But so was the beauty. I could see miles and miles of beautiful water reflecting the sunset light and radiance, and I took a mental picture to remember this moment for the rest of my life. And I was in the water for about 5 to 6 minutes. My body was throbbing with blood circulation, my heart was beating, and as I came out, it felt like electricity was running all throughout my body. I was feeling alive. And that's the best feeling you can have. Just the feeling of being alive and energized and blissful. And if there were less people around, I would have screamed at the top of my voice because I was so ecstatic. And then I came out, changed my clothes, put on some cologne, and got ready for my Persian dinner plans with my friend. And honestly, after a cold immersion like that, all of your senses are so stronger and the food tastes way better because you become more mindful of every single sensation and every single taste, smell, and texture. So I'd like to invite you to plan out an event with your friend or friends and mix some cold exposure with a nice plate of hot food and some coffee after that. Be sure not to go just by yourself, especially if you haven't done something like this before. It's so much more fun with friends. But plan an event, speak to your friend, schedule it on your calendar, do it, and let me know how it goes. Because I'm confident that you are going to enjoy this experience. Now, if you'd like to work with me for a customized one-on-one session, then just reach out. I've got 5 spots set aside for a sliding scale donation-based session. And these one-on-one sessions are powerful because it's just me and you on Zoom, and you can be yourself. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. Firstly, in so many cases, just relieving that conversation off your back, it feels amazing, it feels healing. But after that, I will also guide you through a breathwork session to help you experience that state of relaxation. I'm a certified breathwork instructor, so I am confident that I can help you. I'd also like to give a shout out to some of our regular members in our breathwork circle: Lynn, Amy, Ricky, Joanna, Maud, Mary, Jenny, Anne, Priyancha, Sherry, and her husband, Alicia, Zai, Tezra, Jennifer, Iris, Mike. And if I missed somebody, please forgive me. But these people are angels. They have come to all our classes, especially the Sunday morning sessions on Zoom, and just seeing all your faces makes my day and my week. You people have been with us through the last 4 to 5 months of 2020 in the thick of the pandemic, and I'm so glad that we came together like this as an Action Tribe community, sharing our challenges, our goals, our sadness, our joy, all of it. And I so appreciate all of you because we danced, we chanted, we breathed, we healed, and we laughed. It was challenging, 2020, but with your company, with our community, we can go through any challenge. And the journey has just begun. I like to keep these groups intimate so that I can give you my full attention, but I think that as a group, we're ready to add a few more spots. So if you've been listening to my breathwork meditations and you'd like to partake in something more deep and work with us live, then hear me out. For $19.99 at the moment, we're going to raise the prices in the future. But in the month of Feb 2021, the membership is available for $19.99 and you get access to 8 classes, which boils down to about $2.50 per class to melt away your stress and experience deep healing experiences through our breathwork classes. We explore a new theme every month. For example, Jan was all about manifestation and abundance. Feb, we're exploring pain relief, healing, and letting go, which is such a profound topic for anybody, right? You get access to the replays, and you also get access to me, so you can contact me at any point of time. To learn more, go to my7chakras.com/join us. That's my7chakras.com/join us. Take a look at the page, and if it resonates, join us. And finally, I'd like to give a shout out to Randy Corrigan, who tried my 4-step breathwork self-care protocol in the episode that I shared recently. She did the protocol on her birthday with her friend, and she enjoyed it. Here's what she has to say. If you haven't tried the 4-step breathwork self-care protocol, then please check it out.
Hi, AJ. This is Randy. Just wanted to give you some feedback on your self-care protocol, the breathwork to relieve the Monday blues. My girlfriend and I did it for my birthday, and it was incredible. We just want to say thank you again. We'd love to do more of your breath work. It was very calming and relaxing and relieved a lot of our tension from our bodies. So we'd love to do more with you. Thanks, AJ.
And finally, Action Tribe, if you would like to leave us a message and receive a shout out just like this, then visit our website, my7chakras.com. Click the blue microphone button on the bottom right and record a short voicemail about your experience with our show. Did you like a particular episode? Do you enjoy the breathwork sessions that I release? Did you notice a shift after trying out something that you learned on our show? Let us know by recording your beautiful voice. And if you feel that you don't sound good, that's fine. Each of us at a certain stage do not like our voice. So just record it. Your voice is beautiful, I'm sure. So, it was nice connecting with all of you today. I hope you have a great day ahead, and we will talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My 7 Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.